Well, good morning to each one of you.
Good morning.
It's a blessing to be here again today. I feel blessed to have been extended a personal invitation to be part of that royal priesthood, that holy nation, that peculiar people,
yes,
who've been called out of darkness into this marvelous light. We are a blessed people today. And I'm thankful to know the Lord. I desire your prayers this morning that the Lord would visit us with His presence and with the inspiration of His Spirit. I'd like to start in the third chapter of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 3, we'll start at the first verse. It said, "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he said, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he said, I called not. Lie down again, and he went, lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel, and Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he rose and went to Eli and said, Here am I. I wonder if the way he said, Here am I, the third time was any different than the way he said it the first time. This is the third time now, and he's trying to figure out where this voice is coming from. Here am I. Thou called me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be if he call thee that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now, how do you think Samuel laid down that time? If I thought the Lord was the one calling me, I have an idea he didn't lay down in his bed and drop right off to sleep. That little boy was probably laying in his bed with his eyes wide open, wondering, what's going to happen next? Is it the Lord? Is God calling my name? So, yeah, he laid down, but I have an idea he was probably wide awake. And it said, And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel was waiting for it. Then Samuel said, Speak, thy servant heareth. Oh, that the Lord would call all of our names.
Yes.
That we would recognize it as His voice. And that we would say, Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. There's so many things in the world today, it seems, that take our time and our attention, that I wonder and I'm afraid if too many don't have the right sense of urgency in their lives. As we go through each day, that we would be looking for and listening for the Spirit of the Lord to come our way. And call us by name and be ready to say, Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. I think of the verse in the 21st chapter of Luke, I think it's the 34th verse, that says, And take heed unto yourselves. This is personal now, because it said, And take heed unto yourselves. Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye, that's you and me, may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. I want to be able to stand before the Son of Man in peace.
Yes, amen.
I don't want it to be the first time that I am at attention with all of my focus on the Lord, because it will be that day. It will be that day. There won't be any distractions that day. You'll have your full attention focused on the Almighty Judge, our God. And I want to live my life so that every day I'm living, Lord, what is it that You would have to say to me? And that I would be in the place where I'm willing to say, speak, Lord, Thy servant heareth. And that's my little message today, is that we would seek to hear the voice of God. Have you ever had somebody come to you and ask you a question? Maybe they wanted some advice. Maybe they didn't know how to do something. And so they came to you and said, could you explain this to me? And you started to explain it only to find out they already knew all the answers. Have you ever met anyone like that? Maybe we've been guilty of it every once in a while. I remember when I was in school, in college one year, had a very difficult class, and they set up one of those, you know, help classes where the graduate students would come and help you. And so, well, I couldn't understand what I was supposed to be doing. So I went to this class, and lo and behold, I walked in, and the place was packed. Anybody that was concerned about getting a good grade in their class was in there, because probably nobody knew and understood what was being talked about. And I stood back there and listened, and it seemed like no matter what the instructor said, there was a student in the group that already knew everything. I mean, even vocally, the way he was expressing himself, oh, sure, sure, yes, yes, absolutely. Oh, why is he here if he knows everything already? Problem was, he didn't. He didn't know everything. You know, it's hard. It's hard to teach somebody something when they're not willing to be totally quiet and listen.
Amen.
The Lord wants us to be in the place where we're willing to be quiet and listen. On a related vein, a little bit different, have you ever noticed that some people do a whole lot better of hearing the dinner bell ring than they do the work bell? Have you ever noticed that? That when the work bell rings, sometimes people have a hard time hearing. I didn't hear it. I wasn't sure. But when the dinner bell rings, you don't have a bell up here, it's like no matter what noise is going on, they hear. And they're right there at the first in the line ready to eat. You know, sometimes we can become so involved with the things that we're doing and we don't want to be distracted from it. We've probably all been there. We were doing something, and you think the phone rang. You weren't sure, but you thought it might be ringing. But you chose to believe it probably wasn't, because you didn't want to stop what you were doing. Or maybe there was a knock at the door. Or maybe someone called your name, and you just didn't want to be interrupted. And so you chose to believe that they probably maybe it was just my imagination. And so I'm going to just continue to do what I'm doing. Now, it can go the other way, too. I'm not just always looking at it that the cup's half empty. Sometimes you might be looking forward to somebody coming to your house. You're expecting them to be there, right? And every noise you hear, you're looking out the window. Was that them? I thought I heard a car. No, that must have been something else. So you sit back down and you're waiting, expectantly waiting. And then you hear something else. Oh, maybe the light flashed. Well, maybe they're here now. You look out the curtains, and no, they're still not here. Waiting, expectantly, listening for every noise to see. Well, the message this morning isn't about those that would rather hear the dinner bell than the work bell, or those that are in class and don't understand the material being taught. The greater question this morning is, how is it with us and the Lord in these ways? Because it's key to us finding eternal life. Do you think that the Lord ever tries to get your attention? Do you think does the Lord ever come by your way and tap you on the shoulder only for you to say, I don't think that probably wasn't the Lord? Or maybe that still small voice, you know, when you're doing something in life and you feel a little prick. And we're so good at so quickly saying, well, that probably wasn't the Lord. That was probably just a thought that was passing by my way. That probably wasn't the Lord. And we just continued doing whatever it was we were doing. Or do you think sometimes, and you know this is a risk for us, that maybe we've been around the truth for quite a while, we can get to the place where we feel like we pretty much already know. We pretty much already know the truth. I mean, I've grown up. I've been blessed to have grown up. I've been taught the truth from the time Ed and Roberta knew me before I was born, I guess. Or my parents. I've grown up knowing the truth. Many of you here are the same way. And sometimes if we're not really careful, we can get to the place where we feel like we've heard it all already. We already know. We know the truth. Sometimes we can get ourselves in a place that maybe we don't want to put ourselves where we know the truth is going to be preached because we're afraid of what we're going to hear. Had a man work for me one time, and he said, "You know, Rod," he said, I don't read a lot of the Bible. He said, because I'm afraid that if I start reading the Bible, he said, I'm going to read some things that, well, I don't want to be accountable to. And so I'm just not going to read it because I don't want to be accountable for it. What do you think about that? It doesn't work very well. That story ended sadly. He went out of this world as a young man in a car accident under the influence. Think he was accountable? I think he was.
Amen.
The Lord is merciful to put us in places where the truth is. I want to encourage us all today as saints that have maybe been around the truth for a long time. Actively seek to hear the voice of the Lord. It's key to life. It's an expectation that God has of us, and He wants us to always be in the place with whatever we're doing. That when He comes our way and He knocks, that we say, "Speak, Lord, Thy servant heareth." Because this world offers so much to us that gets us in a place where maybe we don't hear the Lord. We've pushed that. We're not looking for the voice of the Lord. Be encouraged to look for the voice of the Lord. Look for it. Expect it. Ask for it. We live in such a busy world. We live in a time where there's so much at our fingertips. It's always at our fingertips to take up our mind and our thought and our eyes and our ears and even in our down times and quiet times. They should be a downtime, a quiet time. We sit in our easy chair at home and immediately, you know, can start looking at things and getting involved. And where's the downtime? Where's the open time? When do we open up our lives to the Lord? Lord, please talk to me. Lord, I want to give You space and time. Our lives, we can only take in so much. We only have 24 hours in a day. Maybe we talked about that here some before. We're limited in the amount of time we have to do things.
Yes.
Our plate is only so big.
Yes.
You can only fit so much in it. I remember, maybe you all can relate to this, but you know, as a teenager, before I had come to understand the effects of a whole bunch of food inside of one body over time. And you go to a restaurant that's an all-you-can-eat place, and you walk in and there's row after row after row of food, and you're a teenager. There's lots of food, and you come in with your eyes big, and I mean, you can't wait. You pay the bill, and you walk up to start the line, and they've got plates about this big sitting there. And you look around, and you're thinking, how is this? This makes no sense. I have a plate this big and all of this food. How am I possibly going to get everything on this plate? Well, I've come to learn that you really aren't supposed to put all that food on that plate. See? And it's not that there's anything necessarily wrong with whatever's being served. It's all okay. And you know the enemy sometimes in our lives, we only have one life. Our plate's only so big. You can only fit so much on it. You can fill your plate up with everything good. I've gone through those lines before. Oh, I like that. Well, I like that. And then you find out you get to the end and they save the best for last. You know, then they got the beef and the meat and all that. And you're looking at your plate and going, where am I going to put that? Should have filled up first with that and then gone and got some of that other stuff that was on my plate. Maybe I was told to put on my plate. You know, sometimes we do that with the Lord. We'll fill our lives up with so many things that are not sin in of themselves. Life's full of things like that. Amen. There's nothing sin in of itself to do a lot of the things that we can do. But you only have so much room. And if we do not make a deliberate approach and attempt to make sure that I give plenty of space for the Lord. Lord, I'm going to give you time and I'm going to give you space. I only have so much. And I'm going to make sure, Lord, that with all of the things that I have in a day's time, I'm going to give you time and I'm going to give you space. Because when I get to the end of the way, I don't want to be without the things that are most important. I want to deliberately seek to hear the Word of the Lord.
Yes.
I'm desperate for it. Yes. The Lord wants us to be in a place all the time where we are looking to Him expectantly. Lord, talk to my heart. Lord, I'm willing to wait, but I'm going to be here. Lord, when you pass by my way, I'm going to be here. Zacchaeus didn't wait until the Lord was right under the tree to climb up in the tree. Zacchaeus looked out. He said, whoa, the Lord's going to pass by this way. I want to put myself in the place so that I'm there, so that when He passes by my way, I can be in contact with Him. And the Lord surpassed all of his imagination on how good that could be. Because he got to the place and he saw the effort that Zacchaeus put forth, that he climbed a tree. And there were probably some people that saw Zacchaeus up in the tree saying, what is he doing up in a tree? I mean, you see the pictures of Zacchaeus when you read the stories, you know, and he's in those colored robes and, you know, that little hat that goes on his head and he's all fixed up. And I can just imagine someone like that trying to climb a tree. You know, his robe's getting caught and he's trying to look official and yet he's hanging off of a limb somewhere. But he got to the place where he didn't care what other people thought. He didn't care what the cost was. He's going to put himself in the place so that when Jesus came by, he's going to be there so that he could see Jesus. And Jesus took note of that.
Right.
Jesus saw that. And when he got there, he stopped. Zacchaeus was like, wow, what great fortune I have. He just chose to stop right in front of me. And then he looked up at him. Whoa. Well, and then he called him by name, Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus didn't say, hello, Lord, my name's Zacchaeus. Can I have a few words with you? He was just happy to be in the presence of God. And the Lord looked up at him and knew that his heart was right, knew that he wanted to come in contact with him, was looking to come in contact with him. He said, Zacchaeus, come out of the tree. We're not only going to talk here in the road, I'm going to go to your house today. And later he said, salvation's come to this house. And Zacchaeus was such a happy man. The Lord didn't have to say, now Zacchaeus, you need to follow rule 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then you can be saved. He had his heart was right. Lord, I'm making space for you. I'll do whatever it takes, Lord. And he happily said, I'm going to repay those that, you know, I've taken from. I'm going to give what I have to the poor. And Lord, I'm just so happy to be here. Happy to be in your presence. And the Lord, salvation has come to your house. Why? Because Zacchaeus went out of his way. He went out of his way to be in the presence of God. May God help us to do the same in a time that's so busy. A time where there's so many things vying for your attention. So many things that are just trying to take up our minds and our activities and our daylight hours. And we get to them and go, oh, I'm so tired. I was planning on I was planning on reading my Bible tonight, but I just can't seem to keep my eyes open. Give the Lord some of the best of your time.
Yes.
Oh, there's blessings in it, and God has made room for us. God's made space for us if we'll make space for Him. The Scripture said, "The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him." God desires to communicate with us daily if we'll let Him and give Him room. How does the Lord speak to us? Here's one. The Word of God. Do you give the Lord time by reading the Word of God? Is the Bible, is it precious to you? We started, the first verse we read said, "And the Word of the Lord was precious in those days." Is it precious to you? Do you give it some time and energy? Is it something that you look at as a have to, or as a want to and not a have to? Well, I've got to read my Bible this morning. I've heard that, you know, you really ought to read and pray, so I need to get that done before I head off to work. And well, it's nighttime. It's time to have, I heard in church that you're supposed to have family worship with your family each night for you. So, well, we better have family worship. Well, I got that check off the list. God wants us to have our heart into it. He wants us to recognize the value of it. His Word, He wants it to be precious to you. He speaks to us through His Word. Do you give Him time and space? He knows whether you do or not. There's blessings in it. His Spirit, He talks to us with His Spirit. He said that, "Know ye not that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you, and you're the temple of God?" Where his intent is that you're the temple. He'll come and His Spirit will live in you. How careful are we to keep the temple of God in a place where He would be happy to dwell? I want to live my life that way. Are you open to the Word of the Lord when it's preached? You know, sometimes we can get to the place where we say, "Well, that's just another man's opinion. Oh, that's Brother So-and-so. Yeah, I've heard him before. Well, I don't agree with everything he said." And you almost automatically zone out. Look, the bottom line is, the Scripture talked about the Lord chose the foolishness of preaching, one, to reach us. And preachers and teachers, they're just men and women that are just like you in so many instances. But the Lord takes the Word that's sown, and it's His Spirit that then comes and makes it alive in your heart. Don't cut that off by starting off with, you know, blocking off what the preached Word of the Lord is. Heed the sound of the trumpet. Give it your time. Go expect with an expectation to receive something for yourself. If you come to church, well, it's church time. And you come to church and you sit down and you settle in and, well, let's see, it's quarter after, he'd probably be done by, well, hopefully he'll be done by quarter till. And you just kind of go through the motions. You're not going to get what you need from the Word of the Lord. God notices that. That's not a Zacchaeus-like activity. Zacchaeus went out of his way. He ran ahead. He climbed a tree. He did whatever he had to do to hear the voice of the Lord. That's where life is. We're not going to be able to live unless we seek to hear and follow the Word of the Lord.
That's right.
There's a Scripture that says in John 14:6, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by Me." This covers all areas of our life. How possibly are we going to know the way, the truth, and have life if we don't apply ourselves and put ourselves in a place to hear the Word of the Lord, to read the Word of the Lord, to have His Spirit in our lives and working and giving it space? You know, the thing is about this message is there's nothing profound about it. It's very simple. It's one of those messages you've heard all your life that I was talking about. Where you can sit there and say, "I've heard that before. Yeah, I know you're supposed to read. I know you're supposed to pray. I know you're supposed to be filled with the Spirit. And come to church and be open. I already got all of it." That's my point. And yet the multitudes go right out the back door. I'm not saying here, but the Scripture talks about people who look in the glass, see what manner of man they are, and then straightway they go and straightway forget what manner of man they are. See, it's a simple message, but God didn't bring a complicated way. He brought a way that was made available to all of us. And what happens is the enemy can take those simple things that seem so obvious, giving the Lord time, reading His Word, praying, seeking His Spirit, and then not give it the time because it's almost like, oh yeah, I know all that. But is it working in your life? People miss out. I work in manufacturing plants, and I've seen a whole lot of things the last 20 years. A lot of problems. And you know what I've finally discovered? Almost every time there's a problem, it's usually always something simple. Not always, but almost every time. When people start getting, you know, into looking at all these things that could possibly, when you finally figure out what's wrong, it's usually something pretty fundamental. And you know, the Lord did not intend for His way to be complicated.
No.
But you know what it does take? It takes your time. You have to give it space. And it's easy for us to set it on the back burner with good intentions. And it's a message that's easy to sit out and say, I heard it all. I know that. Good message. I've heard that before. And then you don't apply it. And then we wonder why we don't have the victory in our lives. And then we get a little further down the road and we wonder why we're not seeing things maybe just exactly like we used to see it. One of the boys had a verse this morning, Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into him and sup with him, and he with me. When was the last time the Lord came in and supped with you to the point that your cup was overflowing? You know what I'm talking about? Been in those places where God just blessed you in the most wonderful way? Did you know that He wants to do that for you?
Yes, He does.
God wants to pass by your way. There's nothing like being in the presence of the Lord. Brother Ed made comments this morning. You've done a lot of things, had different jobs in the past, but there's nothing like. There's no satisfaction more than being with the people of God, feeling the presence of the Lord. Have you felt the presence of the Lord before? Where it just feels like your cup is overflowing. I know we don't feel high emotion. We don't live based on emotion all the time. I know that. But I've experienced this. That if you will seek the face of the Lord, not just for 10 minutes. Lord, I tried. But if you will give the Lord consistent daily space and time, and get before the Lord. The Lord will come by your way and He'll bless you like you've never been blessed before.
Yes, that's right.
And then you'll want more of it. And you'll begin to understand what it means when the psalmist says, and my cup overflows.
Yes.
And when somebody gets up and says, oh, the Lord, it just overflowed me. I just couldn't hardly contain it. You'll know, I know what they're talking about. I've been there. I've experienced it. In Daniel, the 10th chapter of Daniel, Daniel was seeking the face of the Lord, and it said for 3 weeks he fasted. For 3 weeks he was in mourning. And he didn't hear the voice of the Lord. The first day, the second day, he's fasting by the way. The third day, the fourth day, he's still in mourning. The fifth day, he's not taking care of himself like he normally does. The sixth day passes, the seventh. How often do we do that? When was the last time? I'm not putting anybody on a guilt trip. I haven't fasted for 3 weeks either. My point is, sometimes we give the Lord a little bit of time and then say, well, the Lord didn't come by my way. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Daniel stayed before the Lord. And at the end of the third week, the Lord came to him and the Scripture says, behold, a hand touched me. Oh, to be touched by the hand of the Lord. Behold, the hand of the Lord touched me. He said, fear thou not, oh beloved, you're beloved in God's sight. Fear not from the first day that you did apply your heart to understand and chasten yourself before the Lord. Your words were heard from the first day. Oh, what if he had given up on day 20? What if on day 20 Daniel said, oh, I did everything I knew to do. He would have missed the touch of the Lord. He would have missed the angel of the Lord and Spirit of the Lord coming by and picking him up and giving him the answer that he needs. I want to encourage you this morning. Wherever you are, however you feel your sense of urgency is before the Lord, give the Lord consistent daily time. Love Him. Give Him your heart. Give Him space. Look to Him. Read the Word of the Lord. His voice brings light. If you're not in contact with the Lord, you're going to start walking outside of light. Yet a little while is the light with you. A little while. Walk while you have it. Lest what comes? Lest darkness comes. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. God has given us the Word. He's made available His Spirit. He's made available people and teachers and parents and godly people that are concerned to spread the Word of the Lord to bring us light. And He said, walk while you have it, lest darkness come. There's another verse that's pretty sobering. It said the Spirit of the Lord won't always strive with man.
Yes.
I mean, the Lord's not... He's not our servant. It's not like he's out there and whenever we ring the bell, he shows up. And we just get to say, okay, Lord, I'm ready for some instruction. Okay, I'm done. Now I've got some other things to use. Sit over here and when I need you again, I'll call you because the Bible says you'll be there always. It doesn't work that way. We're the created. We're not the creator. He's God. I'm dependent on Him. Lord, I want to serve You no matter what I feel. No matter what is going on. Lord, I want to hear Your voice. Walk while you have the light. Put yourself where the light is. There's a verse also that says, because they seeing, they see not, and hearing, they hear not. I don't want to be in that place.
No.
But we can get ourselves in that place.
Yes. Yes.
Come sit under the sound of the gospel, and the word of the Lord comes, and the Lord wanted so bad for it to mean something for us, but we came and we don't hear it, we don't see it, it's right in front of us, and it's because somewhere along the line we've chosen to do it on our terms. We're going to fill our plate like we want to fill it. We'll go to the Lord when we're ready to go to the Lord. The Lord wants us to always be in the place. I don't want to get to the place like the church at Laodicea. He said, you're lukewarm. You say everything's okay. I'm rich, increased with goods. Go to church. I read my Bible. I want the Spirit to be in me. I've heard truth all my life. Everything's good. But He said, you're lukewarm. I don't want to be in that place. I don't want to lose my first love. Lord, I want to be on fire for You. I want to feel the need and the sense of urgency to seek Your face, to hear Your voice. And so today I want to encourage you, read the Word of the Lord with expectation. Ask the Spirit of the Lord to come in your life. Lord, if there's anything in my life that would be a hindrance to You coming in and living, help me to know what it is. Lord, that I might do something about it by Your grace and Your help. Because I need You. I need Your Spirit to help me understand what the Word means. We can read the Word without the Spirit and miss it. And then we can be in the place where we say, well, the Spirit told me this, and yet it's contrary to the Word. We need both. The Spirit and the Word, they're in lockstep with each other. And the Lord intended for it to be that way. And holy preachers of the gospel, what they preach is going to be consistent with the Spirit that's living in you and the Word that you read in the Bible in the confines of your house. See how it all can start to work together?
Amen.
May God help all of us to give ourselves to the Lord in this manner. Make it a priority. I want to live my life today so that I can always be in the place that when then not comes? Speak, Lord, thy servant hears. If I got the music going so loud in the house, so many activities, maybe they're not sin, that I don't hear the knock, I'm going to miss out on the very direction that I need. I want to be like I think Samuel was, where he's laying in bed. You got to sleep. It's okay to sleep. You got to go to bed. But while he was in bed, he was open to the voice of the Lord. Whether I'm at work, whether I'm at home doing activities, whatever it is I'm doing, Lord, I want to have a heart that's lifted up to you. Lord, are you there? Lord, did you say something? Lord, I thought I might have heard something. I'm going to turn, Lord, what was that? So that I can say, speak, Lord, thy servant hears. And then follow it and live according to it. So that no matter what we're doing, no matter what's going on in our lives, we can also say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Pray for me. I want to be true. Amen.